Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about authenticity for all. Gay marriage being upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court on June 26th, 2015. Since we spoke about authenticity in the last podcast, I thought this would be an excellent follow-up because, to tell you the truth, I've had several clients over the years have come to me with all sorts of issues, not necessarily regarding gay marriage, more importantly, not being accepted for how they identify themselves with their sexual orientation. First, I want to make it clear that I celebrate this ruling in every way possible, because it is my belief that each human being needs to be respected and valued for who and what they are. Sexuality is a very private thing, and it belongs in the private place. That being said, I know for my clients, this is a really important aspect of their lives. To be able to do the things that straight people do and really take for granted. Because I don't know if you realize this, but 46% of children are raised in households where their parents are unmarried. This is according to the Pew Research Center that did an analysis for American Community Service back in 2014. And let me be clear, that was for children 18 years and younger. It seems straight folks are going a little backwards, where gay folks are really looking to get their marital rights involved when legally married. And this has everything to do with being present when their partner might need them to make medical choices for them, especially toward end-of-life care. Has to do with legal ramifications that need to be taken care of inside the marriage, as well as the fact that they know that they have some security there for the children in the form of the marriage. I, for one, could never really understand why it is that we need to pass judgments on things that we don't really understand, and where those judgments can make a whole lot of problems for people. Because when one is not feeling accepted by the community at large, and even worse, if the family is unable to deal with a person's sexuality, what then happens is that that person feels isolated, alone, invalidated for who they are as a person, misunderstood, and it's really based on a bunch of ignorance. People in this world all want one thing and one thing only, and it's to love and be loved. Everything else is extra. And I would never be able to understand why it would be that anyone would want to get in the way of two consensual adults who feel very close to one another and want to be together in a household, in a marriage, raising kids if they feel like they're up to it. Because let's be honest, folks, heterosexual marriages aren't doing so well and haven't been for ages. With over 50% divorce rate, with each remarriage, the rate goes up. So anyone who says that homosexual marriages are going to be problematic, I would ask the heterosexuals who have this notion in their head to look deeply inside themselves and ask themselves, Why should anything be different than it is for the heterosexuals? I mean, really. And because this is so hard won, to have this equality of marriage in all 50 states upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court, it is a validation of who these people are and the legal rights that they always were entitled to have if only the Supreme Court had acted earlier. It is my hope that with the Supreme Court validation, that those of you who identify as bi, gay, or transsexual feel that you can be honest and truthful with who you are as you're out there navigating this world to do whatever it is that you've been put here to do. I do know from my clients' lives that things can be a little slippery, especially if you're in a faith community that looks down on homosexual, bisexual, or transsexual identity. And if you are inclined to be in one of those particular faith-based practices, to really think about if you're being supported for who you are, what you are, and what you're here to do with your life. Because the truth of the matter is that with this ruling by the United States Supreme Court, there will be some who will find it rather difficult to understand, comprehend, respect for what it is and why the ruling was made the way that it was. What I do know is that we all as human beings need to be honest with who we are, how we identify ourselves as who we are, and to be supported in who we are as we walk this home of ours we call the Earth. Because until you're able to do that, life will feel rather frustrating, sad, and depressing. And no one deserves to live a life based on those feelings. So go out there and be happy and fulfilled that you're finally heard, you're finally given your rights, and you go out there and you be true to who you are. Because it is by being true to who you are that you will be able to live a happy and fulfilled life. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.